Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts. Kentucky.
We've got a $14 trillion debt. $14 trillion, that's the size of our economy.
In order to change things around here, we will have to come to grips with the idea of what should government be doing.
My Republican colleagues on the committee and I are ready to rein in government spending and control our exploding deficits. Kentucky.
That last voice you heard there was Republican Congressman Hal Rogers. His district includes a large area of mountains in eastern Kentucky, an area where many people are poor or nearly poor.
Kentucky, though, has got a pretty good deal with the federal treasury. For every dollar the state raises in taxes, it gets back $1.50. Yet in the bluegrass state, hometown politicians preach the doctrine of fiscal discipline and deficit cutting, even as the federal money for projects in their districts rolls in.
Our partner, the BBC, has been to the eastern part of that state to see how the debate over deficit cutting is playing out, at least in Kentucky. First up, veteran local reporter Bill Estep, who takes us for a drive.
We're in Somerset, Kentucky. We're on the main business district through the center of town right now. Somerset's at the home of Hal Rogers, who's been the representative in Congress from this district since 1980.
The man known in some circles as the Prince of Pork.
He's been called that because of his success in bringing home infrastructure, buildings, that sort of thing for the district.
Prince Hal, that's good. Bill there is surrounded by roads, buildings, and scholarships all bearing Hal Rogers' name and funded in part through federal earmarks. There's even a huge center for rural development complete with theater and convention space, which fond or perhaps slightly cynical locals have dubbed the Taj Mahal. And there's more.
We're going to go next to the Hal Rogers Fire Training Center.
There's no fire training today, though. Instead, a group of nervous dogs, tails between their legs, waiting to be neutered at a mobile clinic run by Connie Rakestraw. Her team's made mostly of volunteers, but it's the free space available at this federally funded training center that keeps her clinic in business. Connie tells the BBC reporter Paul Adams she's all for cutting government spending, but not here.
When you see a facility like this that is important in a community, I don't consider that waste in the way that many things I would classify as waste in the federal government.
So there's good earmarks and there's bad earmarks.
Absolutely.
And this is a good earmark.
Absolutely. I feel like it is.
Earmarks, though, are a tiny 1% of the federal budget. The real debate is about much larger cuts in federal government spending in politically sensitive areas like social programs, entitlements. Here in Kentucky, people like Roger Ford are willing to take on the sacred cows.
I think that you should be expected to provide some type of work service for the assistance that you receive.
Roger Ford is a businessman in Pikeville, Kentucky, at the other end of Hal Rogers' district. Over lunch at Applebee's restaurant, he says the people of Kentucky must wean themselves off what he calls an addiction to government entitlements.
I mean, the word itself is that you're entitled. You're not entitled. We have to get back to that Roosevelt idea of you have to earn what you get.
Back in Pulaski County in the city of Somerset, the folks at God's Food Pantry are loading essential foodstuffs into shopping trolleys for 19,000 customers. The pantry serves a third of the county's population and gets 40% of its supplies from a federal program. One of those in line, a customer who preferred not to be named, told our partner, the BBC, what it felt like to ask for help.
Embarrassing. Very embarrassing. My husband's been a dad about 20 years, so I did okay for about 18 years. And then, you know, I don't draw enough to make ends meet.
And so all this talk of cutting everywhere, You find that quite scary?
Yes, I do. Because I've cut all I can cut on my bills to try to make it.
The food pantry already says it expects to lose more than half of its government assistance this year. And as the debate over federal spending intensifies among the well-fed in Washington, people of Kentucky may have to tighten their belts even further. Many thanks to Paul Adams of the BBC for his reporting there out of Kentucky.
I suspect in Kentucky they call them shopping carts rather than shopping
trolleys.
Trolleys.
Yeah, but this is a BBC tape. Yeah, it's a BBC report.
Well, I'll call Paul about that.